California's November ballot reads like a Hell's Angels memoir. Weed, porn, death, and guns. More specifically, what goes in guns. Prop 63 spells out who would be able to buy ammunition and who's out of luck at the shooting range. Some Bay Area gun owners are taking aim at the initiative and telling supporters, hands off my ammo. KLW's Lucy Kang has the story.
Boxes of ammunition are stacked on the shelves of Coyote Point Armory in Burlingame, underneath rows of black rifles and other guns I can't name. Owner John Parkin has been in business here for 2 years. On a Friday afternoon, a steady stream of customers come in to look at handguns under the glass counters.
We're a basic gun store. We sell lots of ammo. We sell long rifles, shotguns, handguns, revolvers, everything in between.
Hanging from the walls of the store are lots and lots of guns, including one of the country's most contentious models.
So what I'm holding here is a Wilson Combat California legal AR-15.
Can I hold this?
Sure.
And this goes over the shoulder like this?
Don't point it at anyone.
Okay. Wow, it's lighter than I thought.
They're very light. Yeah. Absolutely.
Really?
They're very ergonomically correct and very, very easy to fire. When my daughter was 13 years old, she could shoot one of these.
Really?
There's no recoil.
Bullets for the AR-15 generally run at about $10 for a box of 20. But if Prop 63 passes this November, gun owners would also have to pay up to $50 for a Department of Justice permit to buy ammunition, and then pay to renew that permit every 4 years. Parkin says this is an unfair burden on honest gun owners like himself.
It would be a huge inconvenience. And it's not going to do anything to keep anyone any safer, because you can buy ammo anywhere in the country anyway. People are just going to go out of state. They're going to hoard ammo. They're going to bring it in, whether it's legal or not.
Parkin already has to ID anyone trying to buy a gun and submit that information to California's Department of Justice for a background check. But in an era when guns can be 3D printed at home, gun control supporters say that this doesn't take into account what some consider the deadliest part of the gun, the ammo.
Currently in California, you can have unlimited quantities of this lethal product delivered to your door with no background check, no questions asked.
That's Ari Freilich, staff attorney at San Francisco's Law Center to Prevent Gun Violence. He worked closely with Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom's team to draft Prop 63.
I personally, I grew up with guns. I enjoy shooting. And I also believe in responsible gun ownership. I believe gun ownership by responsible people.
The Law Center was founded in the aftermath of a mass shooting in 1993 at a law firm in downtown San Francisco that killed 8 people. The legacy of that incident led California to enact some of the strictest gun control laws in the nation, and President Clinton signed key federal gun control laws in the months after the shooting.
But for all our progress, California still has major loopholes in our laws.
For example, right now, California requires anyone convicted of serious crimes to get rid of their guns. But there's no clear way to do this for the 13,000 people in California's Armed and Prohibited Persons System database. Prop 63 spells out how the state will recover those firearms.
And this law would have teeth. It would require this convicted offender to provide a receipt to the court before final sentencing in their case, showing that they got rid of their illegal guns.
And what about ammo? Well, 7 other gun control laws Governor Brown signed into law earlier this summer cover some similar territory to Prop 63. But the ballot measure goes further. Background checks for ammo purchases will start in the state, whether or not Prop 63 passes. But the ballot measure would ban additional people, like those with concealed weapons permits. Also included in Prop 63 are stiffer penalties for firearm theft, requirements that dealers and individuals report stolen guns or ammo within a few days, and license requirements and background checks for ammunition dealers. Gun rights advocates have portrayed Prop 63's package of laws as a danger to law-abiding citizens. Take this video, put out by the Coalition for Civil Liberties, a project of the California Rifle and Pistol Association, which is the official state chapter of the NRA. A woman walking to her car is attacked by another figure, but she grabs a handgun and shoots. The scene fades out and words appear on the screen reading, "Take away our rights, take away our life." Another group fighting against Prop 63 calls themselves Veto Gunmageddon. This all-volunteer-run organization is launching an anti-Prop 63 campaign at the end of September. Spokesperson Sean Brandon spoke to me via Skype from his house in Bakersfield.
I am a liberal, but I also am a gun owner.
He describes himself as a rare Democrat in conservative Kern County.
I'm not hoarding ammo and living in a bunker with a tin hat. You know, I'm a regular person. I got two kids. I'm a family guy. I spend time with my family. You know, I'm just a regular person.
Brandon says he's a history buff, which makes sense because by trade, he deals in collectible guns. He has dozens of firearms from different places and different eras.
And just because you have a lot of guns doesn't mean that, you know, you're like some gun nut waiting for the end of the world. I'm not waiting for the end of the world.
Brandon doesn't think Prop 63 will keep Californians any safer. He thinks it's unfair to law-abiding gun owners like himself. He has two sons, aged 9 and 12, both of whom know how to shoot a .22 rifle.
So if you want to take your son out to go target shooting and you go down to your local Walmart, you have to go through a full background check process just to be able to buy a box of .22 shells to go target shooting.
Vito Gunmageddon is gathering petitions to force a referendum on the 7 gun laws passed in the wake of last year's San Bernardino shootings. And the group is also pushing back against what it sees as political jockeying in the California state legislature.
Another mass shooting, another school shooting, more preschoolers getting shot in this country every single year than police officers in the line of duty. We have the ability to do something about it, to protect our families, to protect our communities.
You just heard Gavin Newsom in an ad for Prop 63. Brandon sees the ballot initiative as a strategic ploy by Newsom to launch his gubernatorial campaign. But regardless of why the proposition is on the ballot, the question remains, will laws like these work to reduce gun violence in California's communities? As the debate around gun control rages, it's hard to make sense of the data. The numbers on gun control and firearm deaths are tricky to interpret and can be skewed by factors other than gun laws. Research in 2011 from The Atlantic found lower firearm deaths in states with stricter gun laws, like assault weapon bans. Yet, factcheck.org found in 2012 that firearm murders are down even as gun ownership is up. When it comes to ammunition, some cities have already been taking action. Both San Francisco and Oakland have passed ordinances requiring records of ammunition sales. Starting July 2019, under current state law, California will follow suit. Recent polls show that a majority of voters support Prop 63, with Election Day less than 7 weeks away. Until then, for KALW, I'm Lucy Kang.